Okay, let's finish the last nakuda. The sugya is the end of Taisvis. The end of Taisvis Matfilim brings a second shita. It's actually a second girsa. Start from where Taisvis brings about Metzia Daf Ayin Aleph. When he brings it the second time at the end of Taisvis, so he says, "Lofi Svardi Garcina Bebav Metzia Zechiyam Yaislei." Taisus here switches from what he said in the entire Taisus. This whole Taisus assumed that there's no zechiyah for a cotton, minatayra. And here, Taisus accepts a girsa that there is zechiyah. And like we said earlier, that it's bon keachad, that the guy becomes a yid. And as far as zechiyah applies to a cotton. Taisus' original kasha, zechiyah mitam shlichus. How do you mean? Because she is bektzas chayva. Kugayin lahafish trumasai. Taisus here says a chiddush between a zchus which has a ktzas chayv. What's the chayv if I separate truma for you? The shema hayaraitz lepaitru bechita achas. The shema hayaraitz lahadif. You know that when you separate truma, you have a choice. And give the smallest amount and it's good. And the person has a choice. He can give more. So if you separate truma for a cotton that has a ktsas chayv, he might want to do it differently. So Taisus here is really a very big chiddush, because for a gadol, you could do a schus that has a ktsas chayv. If I am a zaka, something for you, a schus for you, even if there's a certain sad chayiv in it, it's still zachim adam shleiv afan. Taisus chiddush is that by a cotton, it's not that way. By a cotton, any schus that has a sad chayiv, you can't do for a cotton. Because we have no right to accept for a cotton even a ktsas chayiv. And therefore, geirus, which Taisus considers a schus gamor, you can do for a cotton. Which is itself a chiddush. That geirus is a schus gamor. But separating truma, which is a schus sheyesh by tzad chayv, because maybe he would like to separate the truma differently. So for that, you cannot do for a cut. That's the psak of Taisus. So yesterday I mentioned to you that there were three final shilas that I wish to discuss. We discussed two yesterday. The shayla of basically what we built for the Rishash and Taisvis and the some cipher. The last nakuda, this nakuda in Hilchis Pidyon Aben. The nidai there is the halacha of a Pidyon Aben where the father is not here. What do you do when you have a situation? A Pidyon Aben is a mitzvah on the father, mitzvah sa'aval haben. And if there's no father, so then the cotton himself, once he becomes the Bechar himself, when he becomes the Bar Mitzvah Bacha, he has a mitzvah to be Paida himself. So that's the mitzvah of Pidyon Aben. The question is, if there is no father, so Yasim who doesn't have a father, so now what do you do as far as the Pidyon of this child when he reaches the 31st day after he is born? So the Ramah, in Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah says that you cannot be paid to him. There's no father. You're not paid to him. You wait until he becomes 13 years old, and by his bar mitzvah, you have a double simcha. Right? You have, so that's what we're going to discuss. By his bar mitzvah, you do a pinyin aben with a bar mitzvah, and you're paid. Sefer Tzidal HaDarech, which is quoted here by the Taz Nishach, says that you could be paid then. Why not? Why can't you be paid? Why not be paid then? It's a schus for him. Why not be paid then? Why is it different than Truma that we say Torah Mishalayach HaVeira? So he holds that you could be paid a cotton. So you take the baby and you do it. It's chus for him to be nifta. every 31 day old Ben Yisrael he has opinion. So discuss. What? But still schos. What's the difference? What's the schos to do it earlier instead of later? What's the benefit, huh? The father's mitzvah, it can't be the child's mitzvah. I don't know, what? Comes his mitzvah, therefore. Alright, so the question is, does he get a mitzvah, so to speak, with the paidim? The what? Oh, wait, well, the Tzido Derech apparently holds it's a schos gomer. He's been davening to Truma, just like he can take Truma for someone Shalai Befanav. Well, he says, just like he can take Truma for someone Shalai Befanav, he can be paid to someone Shalai Befanav. He ignores Atei, he doesn't bring Atei. So the Taz says that he doesn't understand. He missed the Taisis. Leidik de Kiyafa, the Taz says. Our Taisis tells us he is Saif. He says, when could you be Zeicha for Kat? Only something that's a Schus Gamer. Truma you can't take for a Kat. Not a Schus Gamer. So he says, therefore, this also is not a Schus Gamer. And you can't be paid to him. Why isn't this Schus Gamer? Why is it not a Schus Gamer? What's wrong? Why can't you wait? Well, what's the difference if he's now or later? Why isn't this Schus you do it now?
Yes, I can do so.
No, a child doesn't lose Kedusha by pidyon. Otherwise, every father wouldn't want to be paid. Doesn't mean
you can't
give it to the kai. I mean, the truth is, you don't have a choice. You can't give it to the kai. Whenever someone gives a speech by pidyon aben, he always says that you don't have a choice. You can't just give it to the kai. You know, otherwise, you give it to the kai for a few weeks, you sleep late, and they take it back afterwards. So opinion of Ben really. What the Taz says? Why is it a ksas chayv? Because maybe the cotton wants to get the mitzvah. Maybe the cotton would rather you wait till he's 13, and he'll be mekayim the mitzvah b'kvayda ba'atzmai. A person would rather do the mitzvah himself. Opinion of Ben. And being that he'd rather do the mitzvah himself, it's up to Taz. It's a ksas chayv that you're doing it for him now. And the mail of the Taz is matzik the shita sarama that ain't paid in katan
b'lekav. Isn't the norm that the person can't free himself from jail be chavish himself from a b'chasurim?
A person could be paid himself anyway. The Gemara this says by tefillah. The Gemara says you can bet it down to someone else, someone for him, but to down for yourself doesn't work as well. But what's the mitzvah d'oraisa of paying?
How could he be paid himself? How could he free himself?
The Torah gave him that mitzvah. The specific mitzvah the Torah gave a person that could be paid himself. I know many Bali Tshuva who are paid themselves. They were well past bar mitzvah. And they're b'chayrim and they're paid themselves.
Who says he had
that? Was that... Was that a combination pidyon ben bris and bris for the father? It's three simchas in one. It's a bris for the father and the son and a pidyon ben. And the son was about 6 years old. The family became from. So you could do a pidyon ben later. So if the Taz holds the ksas type, yeah.
Why would we see the cutting born to himself? Normally on a regular basis. His father's alive, his father will do anything.
Oh, because then he has no choice. Because the Torah gave it mitzvahs ben alana. Then he has no choice. The Torah gave the father that kayach. But if there's no father, then it's the son's mitzvah. If it's the son's mitzvah, maybe he'd rather do it himself. Why have Beth than do it now? The Taz argues that's the son's mitzvah. That becomes the Bechar's mitzvah. The son of the Bechar is his mitzvah. So you took Saskayt?
Alright,
so let's go besider. So again, we have the Ramah. Ramah said you can't be paid. He didn't say why. It's either say the Lederech said that you could be paid. It's a schus. Easy. The Taz says no, you can't be paid because because of our taisis, that's not a total schos, it's a ktsas chayv. Maybe he wants to be paid himself. The shach comes in his nekudas hakesef. Those of you who have never learned Yeridaya, the shach and taz live in the same generation. And after the taz printed the taz, the shach, taz and shach often argued. So the shach printed a rebuttal, hagois, on the taz, which he called the kudas hakesef. And you have to get the joke, right? It's two rezov, rolls of gold. So the kudas hakesef, right? Dots of silver. Anyway, so the kudas hakesef is the shach's argument where he argues with the taz on the side of the page. So every once in a while you have hagois hataz, where the taz or the taz's son came and got the last word in. Otherwise the shach had the last word. So the kudas hakesef argues in three... On 3 points, he argues with the Taz. Sounds like a simple Taz. There are 3 points to argue. He argues at 3 points with the Taz, and each of them, it's right to be done by itself. His first point, the Taz said that the child wants to do the mitzvah himself, so it's a ktas chayv. He says that's not a ktas chayv. The child wants to do it himself. He brings two rayas from our sugya. One of the rayas sounds like very solid, and one of them I think we could argue about. So what do you want to hear first? The solid raya or the... Okay, let me start with one, and you'll determine which is more, which is a better raya, okay? One raya he has is look in Taisus. Taisus said, Truma is a ktsas chayv. L'hafish truma say, to be mafish truma for a cut is a ktsas chayv. Why? Because maybe if he would have had the choice, he would have given either more or less. Why does Taisus have to say he would have given more or less? Why doesn't Taisus say? Because the cotton would want the mitzvah himself. Because maybe the cotton, according to the Taz, that's a chayv. Because the cotton will say, when I become 13, I'd rather do it myself. You don't do it for me. So by Afrash's Truma also. By Afrash's Truma, Taisus has to say it's a Ktsas Chayv. Maybe he wants to give more, maybe he wants to give less. Why come on to more or less? Why come on to he wants to give more or less? Say straight that it's a Chayv because the cotton wants to do the mitzvah himself. A good raya? Yeah. Elamai, the fact that he wants to do it himself is not such a... A good raya. Do you have any problems? What? No. You're saying because there's an option of more or less. Which is mashma, if there's a set amount, meiser. Let's say it wouldn't be truma, it would be meiser. Let's say the cotton's father gave truma and he died and he left meiser. Meiser has to be taken. So from our taisis, mashma meiser you could give because it's a set amount. That's not like the Taz. According to the Taz, you can't because maybe he wants to do the mitzvah himself.
That's a yearly fee.
What is?
You can't wait until the mitzvah.
Why? Why can't I wait until my mitzvah?
Take off truma for that.
I'll wait with the wheat and I'll separate the truma later.
It's possible.
It's possible that what? I'll spoil by then. Maybe Tice is talking in the case. Maybe Taisus is talking in a case where Taisus didn't want to say so he wants to do it, because then you could tell me what happens if he's 5 years old. Yeah, by the time he's born, he'll spoil. There's no option of doing it himself. Good teretz, maybe. It's a good teretz. Taisus said, Taisus didn't say the Taz's reason, he gave a better reason. Maybe. That's not what I had in mind. Out of mind, this was the better of the two. His second, the Shach's second tie on this Taz. This is all part of his first Tara, right? The Shach's first Tara is that we don't say Boy is a Chayv. So he had two proofs. One proof is from Truma. The other proof is from Geirus. Ger cotton we do because of Zachin. We Megayer a cotton because it's a Schus. Let him say, I'd rather wait till I'm a Gadol. and I'll have the mitzvah of geiris myself. I'll have the, why should you're going to be megayer me now? Let me wait till I'm bar mitzvah, and I'll be megayer. I'll be megayer willingly. So it's a tzachayv to be megayer now. What? Till then, I'll be a guy. And, It's a schus. But it's a schus to be a yid. But it's a ktsas chayiv. Maybe he wants to get the mitzvah himself.
I want to be a guy till then.
Maybe should be ktsas chayiv. Because he'll say, I want to get the mitzvah garris myself.
He gets the mitzvah anyway.
According to Tosis, it's Sanhedrin, he'll get the mitzvah anyway. It's true. So he turns about mitzvah, he'll get the mitzvah. I guess he means like our Tosis, right? From our Tosis.
It's an excuse to do it.
What? I was saying that the Taz says it's a chayiv to do a mitzvah for a katan, and you're preventing him from doing the mitzvah himself. So, frek there, by geiris also, you're preventing him from doing the mitzvah.
There's a mitzvah of geiris?
But you're allowing him to do mitzvah.
What?
You're allowing him to do mitzvah by mitzvah.
He's a katan anyway. I mean, whatever mitzvah he does, only al chinuch. Does a guy have a mitzvah of geiris? Does a guy have, even a god? I don't say he's a god.
No.
Whose mitzvah is geiris? When a guy is Megayer, he's Megayer Mitzvah Sasei. Yeah? I would think not. If anything, Bezna has a mitzvah to be Megayer. But could you say a guy has a mitzvah to be Megayer? There's no mitzvah for a guy to be Megayer. Of course he has. He's a Yid. No. He's Mechoyim. He's obligated. A guy's not obligated to be Megayer.
But once he does.
So why does he have a mitzvah?
In fact, in case of mitzvah.
As far as I know, there are seven mitzvahs of Bnei Noach, and if you count them, there's no mitzvah to become a ger. How can a guy have a mitzvah to become a ger? Does a guy, I don't know, it sounds from this shach that a guy has a mitzvah to become a ger. Huh? What do you think? It sounds from the shach is saying, he's asking kasha the taz. Why don't we say the same chesaron? Just like you're saying, Pidyon HaBen, it's a chayiv because he wants to do the mitzvah himself. Geiris also wants to do it himself. But I would try to answer the Taz by saying that who says a guy has a mitzvah of geiris? Who says a guy has a mitzvah to be megayer? Rabbi Yosef says it's not a raya. A katan has a mitzvah of Pidyon HaBen. So as he becomes a godly, he gets a mitzvah of Pidyon HaBen. But a katan, a guy, he doesn't get a mitzvah to be a geir. How could you compare the two? I think a ger does make a bracha after he's taibel. But before he's taibel, he can't make a bracha because he's a guy. He could make a bracha, but it doesn't count for anything. And after he's taibel, a guy does make a bracha on tefillah. Maybe it is a mitzvah. What? Does a cotton get schar for a mitzvah? He certainly gets schar kein mitzvah vayis and not a mitzvah. In case of Pidyon HaBen, he's going to get schar, and he should get schar for Pidyon HaBen.
I'm saying
for geiris.
Even someone else
being. The test says it's a chayiv. The test says it's a chayiv. Because he'll say, I'd rather do Pidyon HaBen as a god. So if it's I'd say, whatever you're going to say by Pidyon HaBen, say by Gerkot.
But Pidyon HaBen,
someone's being malin, someone's being tithe, with our hands we push him down into the water, we're tithe him. That's what I saw that. Anyway, this is the shach's first time on the Taz. How could you say it's a chayv to wait? We see from Taz it's not a chayv to wait. The second taina is similar to what you were saying, that maybe the katan does get a mitzvah. You know what we can do? We could be mezaka the money to the katan. It's not the shach. I won't take my money. If I'm paying the kid with my money, it's my mitzvah. I'll take money, and I'll have someone pick it up and be kind to the child. And now we'll be paying to the child, and it'll be the child's mitzvah. So what's the Taz's taina that it's a chayiv because the kid misses out on his mitzvah? He's not missing the mitzvah. It'll be the mezakeh money for the child. And it'll be his mitzvah. That's the second taina.
You said you were not a mitzvah
It's a mitzvah of handing it, of giving it. The shachvay says holds it. That's not the chsar. The chsar is to do the mitzvah, to get the schar mitzvah. The third, what?
If the
cotton's
money
happens,
you
good.
Question.
One second. The third point of the ktsais is that the ktsais holds that our taisvis is shver in the first place. And not the ktsais, the shach. I mean. The third point of the shach. So shach had two points. One, that it missing the mitzvah is not a chai. Second of all, he doesn't have to miss the mitzvah. Third of all, the shach, in his arichos at the end, holds that our taisvis is shver, that there is chia to a cotton. That minatayra, that this full skiyah to a cotton, he says it's a gemara. Brings a gemara in kedushin, daf mem beis. Where do we learn zachin la'adam? You asked me that for a few days ago. From where do we learn zachin la'adam shalai b'fanav? We learn it out from Chalukas Eretz Yisrael. The Nesiyim, when they got to Eretz Yisrael, there was a chalukah. Whole Klal Yisrael was kind of Eretz Yisrael. And then Moshe Rabbeinu said that you should set it up, Nasi Echad Lamata, Nasi Echad Lamata. You have a meeting of 12 people, and they're going to divide Eretz Yisrael. Imagine how many complaints there were afterwards. Right? You have 3 million Jews coming to Eretz Yisrael, and 12 people sit down and they decide who gets what. So, I guess to make them feel a little better, after they did it, they took the Urim V'Tumim to validate what they did. But anyway, the Nesiyim divided. So the Gemara Kedushin says, Nesiyim divided. All right, for the Gedolim, the Shlichus. But what about for the Ketanim? The Ketanim entering Eretz Yisrael, got a Chelek Eretz Yisrael. What about for the Ketanim? So the Gemara says, Zachin Ladim, Shalai B'Fanu. Ketanim. The Gedolim could be they made the Nasi Shliach. But the Ketanim, they couldn't make a Shliach. So Shlichus Lekar. So Lamai said, should work with Torah as Zechiyah. Gemara asks, what kind of schiyah? Ika de nichalei bahar, the ika de nichalei babika. There's no schiyah. Some people like better a chelik in a mountain. Some people like in a valley. So how could you know what's a schus and what's not a schus? So the Gemara answers, afal pikein, there's a kayach in Bezdin, set up an apotropis and to be zeicha for a cup. What do we see from there? That there is a kayach, that Bezdin could be zeicha for a cotton, even when there's a ketzas chayv. The Gemara says, Beferish, you could nikalei bebeka, you could nikalei bar. Some people like to live in a city, some people like to live in a suburb, some people like to live in a mountain, some people like to live in a valley. So the Gemara is Beferish saying that you could do zechia for a cotton, even when it's a ketzas chayv. So this is the third taina of the Shach. He says, we don't paskin like our taistvis, we paskin into Rishonim who disagree. And the Mela, the Shachols, like the Tzeit L'Derech, that you could be Zeich L'Kot. So we have now a chain. We have a Ramah, Tzeit L'Derech, a Taz, and a Shach. So we're not done. Tzeis has to come in and put in his Svara. The Tzeis is Matzdik. We're going in order, right? So there was a Ramah, the Tzeit L'Derech argued. And the Taz held like the Ramah. And the Shach held like the Tzeit L'Derech. So the Ktzais is arguing on the Shach. He argues with the Shach. He holds that, first of all, the Shach said our Taisis is Shver because of the Gemara Kedushin. Says it's not Shver. The Gemara Kedushin only says that for a cotton you could do a Chaluka. What's a Chaluka? You give and you get. Right, the cotton has a chelik in all of Eretz Yisrael, like every Jew. He surrenders his chelik in everything and gets something instead. It's a trade. Bezdin could do something if the tzad chayiv is a trade. That's all you can prove from there. But where it's not a trade, the chayiv is a chayiv. That Taisus is right. You can't do a chayiv. Memela, the cotton doesn't want to miss his mitzvah. That's a chayv. A chayv you can't do. And second of all, he holds what the Shach said, you make it the cotton's mitzvah, you mezakeh money to the cotton, you mezakeh money to the cotton, that the Ktzai says is a mistake from the first place. If you mezakeh money to the cotton, then what's the problem? Once you mizaki the money, it's the cotton's money. You can't take away money from a cotton. Right? What did the Shach say? We'll make it the cotton's mitzvah. We'll be mizaki money to the cotton. And by being mizaki the money to the cotton, it's now the cotton's money. He's now going to take it and do a mitzvah. You can't take a cotton's money away from him to do a mitzvah. Cotton's not mechuyev in mitzvahs. You can't take his money. You can't go and take a cotton's money and do a mitzvah with it. Take a cotton's money and get tzedakah with it, or take a cotton's money and buy cheftei mitzvah with it. You can't do that. It's a chayv to the cotton. B'meila, Ktzai says that it's a problem. So what do you do now if you have a cotton? What do you do? You have a nice little tire for the binyan aben, but what do you do, lemaisa? Sort of stuck. What? Sort of stuck. It's a big machlokes here. You have the Ramah and the Taz against the Shach and the Tevel HaDarech and the Kesais. It's actually somewhere in the middle. What do you do? What? A cotton who doesn't have a father.
Mother gets the money.
Mother has never been alive. The mother has no mitzvah opinion of that. I'm asking like this. What are you going to do? You'll make it the kids, the child's money. Now, what you'll do is you'll be paid them now, and then when he's bar mitzvah, you tell him to pay himself again. Misafik. Right? That's what you're doing. You have a machlokes. But whose money are you going to use now? If it's the child's money, it's better like the shach. If it's my money, it's better like the Ktzais and the Taz. But the Taz says that I can't do it. Some cipher said he had this ma'isa. So give it to the cotton and matanam and aslahavzer. So what are you getting? If you give the cotton a gift that he has to give back tomorrow, so it's his today, but it's not a chayv to be paid himself. Not a chayv to be paid to him. Why? Because he can only gain. He's not losing money. Right? The kayin's getting a raw deal. What are you going to be paid? You give. You have to count cut. You're giving the cotton the money. Matanam nasmahachzer. So the cotton owns this money for 24 hours. So he goes to the kayin now and he says, "I'm paying myself the cotton. What we do for the cotton, we'll pay them with this money, which the kayin's going to have to give back." Kayin, one second. The Kayin is going to have to give back.
Why?
The Kayin is going to have to give it back because if you give me a gift on the condition I give it back for 24 hours, then I give it to him as a gift. So he can't keep it forever.
No, he's giving it to the Kayin, and tonight the Kayin will have to give it to the Kayin.
Oh, one second. There's some cipher said to give it as a matanos lahazer, and then the Kayin will give it to the Kayin. And he'll be paid himself, and the Kayin will only have the money till 24 hours later. The truth is that Mi'ikar Adin, it's a good Pidyan Aben. Anybody at any Pidyan Aben, Midin Taira, can go to a Kayin and give it to him, unless he gives it back, and it's a good Pidyan Aben. Just sounds like a Pella. We'll learn how this Pidyan Aben, we'll see why it works. We don't do it, it's a Tekana de Rabbana not to do it, Shalai Lahafsid is a Kayin. But if you do it, it works. Some Mimelech, some Seifer said, do this trick. Be paid him now in a Matanos Lahazer. And the Nesivist, I think, had a different answer. He said, give it to the cotton al Menas that he only uses it for Pinyan Aben. Instead of Matanos Lahazer, he said, give it to the cotton al Menas that he only uses it for Pinyan Aben. So now, if he doesn't use it for Pidyan Aben, the money goes away. It goes back to the person who gave it. So it's a schus for him to use it for Pidyan Aben. Good answer.
The Kayin gave it.
What?
The Kayin gave it to the child.
What doesn't matter who does? It doesn't really matter whoever does it. The only problem is, we're still not so good because when do you make a bracha on this Pidyan Aben? Can't make a bracha now because of what? Can't make a bracha now because maybe it's not a schus. Maybe the halach is like the Raman de Taz, right? And when he becomes 13, can he make a bracha then? What? Maybe he can't because according to the Shach, it was a Pidyan Aben already. Does anybody have an Eitzah?
Can
they have an Eitzah. What? No. If they have an Eitzah to be able to make a bracha. The Pesach Tshuva brings a very lumdish opinion of Ben. He says like this. You give him the money, you could either do it like the some cipher, Matanas Lahazar, or like the Nesivis, and Matana, Amadas Yuzabin of it. Then you do the pidyon with the Tanai. You play to the cotton with the Tanai, that if the cotton is going to remember to do his own pidyon when he turns bar mitzvah, and I'll tell you it's a chayv that you did it for me, then this pidyon is not a pidyon. And then when he turns bar mitzvah, you can do it with a bracha. If when he turns bar mitzvah, he'll say, I was happy with that pidyon, so then this pidyon, or let's say he'll forget, so then this pidyon should count. So you do it with the Tanai. It's brought down that they used to have a minig, so Sefer brings, that such a child, they made a necklace for him with a tas shel zav, with a piece of gold, that said, either einai padoi, if you were not like the Ramah, so when he turns bar mitzvah, you should know every bar mitzvah boy thinks he's padoi. He's any padoi. Or presumably, if you do it like the Sam Sefer, you'd write he's padoi with a matanas lahazer. If you do it like the Pesach Tshuva says to do it, you have to have a big necklace. You have to put in the whole shekel that he will pay to him with a Tanai that if he wants, you know, the whole shekel. Right, but this whole...
Then you make a bracha.
So then you don't make a bracha when you pay him on the cut. He's being paid him with a Tanai. Then when he becomes bar mitzvah, assuming that he's a bardas and he's given the proper advice, he'll say, it's like Meichin, you know, like the Ger, it could be Meichin. So I'll turn bar mitzvah, I'll make a macha in the Pidyon Aben. I'll say, I wasn't Nicha. I'm not Nicha, that applied to me. So the Pidyon will be unpidyoned. And now he'll do a new Pidyon Aben. He'll do a new Pidyon Aben. The Kaim has to give back the money from the original Pidyon. And now he'll do a new Pidyon Aben at this age. So this whole Tuvel is all based on our Taisus Yisayid, that Tzachia is the Tzachus for Baal Mechai. It's only with Tzachus Gomor, and now with the Tzachus Chai. Okay, just some orders of business. Nitz Hashem, we must pause the Sugya. I just would like to cover a little bit. The next Sugya is quick. Certainly the next Amud is a quick Amud. So be prepared next week for at least half of the Gemara of the Amud Beis for the first year in the next Sugya. I also would like to thank those of you who are mechazik yourselves coming in the morning, and those who are mechazik themselves regarding mincha. I'm sure many of you are mechazik yourselves too, it just wasn't noticeable yet. I'd like to try really to keep it going, and okay, it's Hashem Sunday, we'll stop at this.